Eskdale Ben or Pentland's craggy comb. The days can ne'er come back again of 30 years that's gone. But fancy oft at midnight hour will steal across the sea. And yestereve, in a pleasant dream, I saw the old country.
Sandy Glendinn and Sandy the poet. Now I have a family connection with this one, because Sandy Glendinn was Eskdale Muir. My great-grandfather was Walter Elliot, very short. The name's in the Elliot family, of course. And they used to meet in the hills in Ettrick Ben, where Sandy Glendinn decided he would go into Canada. And before they went away, he scratched his name on a rock. And my great-great-grandfather scratched his name on it and says, there are the steps of Glendaire, 1824. And they kept up, and they wrote to each other in verse. And he was obviously homesick, because he wrote the Scarborough Settler's Lament.
Each well-known scene that met my view brought childhood's joys to mind. The blackbird sang on to Tushilin, the song he sang lang syne, but like a dream time